Hey guys, so we got some news. We will no longer be posting our full-length podcast here on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this right now. Instead, we're going to be posting the first half hour of the episodes here for you guys to listen to. But the full version will be available on either our YouTube channel for free. Yes, you can still watch and listen for free on the YouTube app. Or you can join our brand new Patreon and spend $10 a month to get the full episodes before they're posted on YouTube, free of ads. You can listen to the audio on the Patreon app, or you can actually get a link from the Patreon app and add the link to the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, wherever you're listening, and listen to our stuff through the same app that you're using right now. In terms of why we're making this decision, we are expanding the business a lot right now, and it just doesn't really make any sense for us to keep giving away this content for free to services like Spotify, who are making money off of our content without giving us anything in return. So by either listening to our content on YouTube for free and watching the ads, or paying the 10 bucks a month to listen via Patreon, you're helping us take No Jumper to the next level. Enjoy this episode.
Hey, because at the end of the motherfucking day, we back. T-Rail is back. Hey, T-Rail, I know you was a little upset. What was you about to say?
Man, I'm back on this motherfucker, man. Adam,
after you got COVID, who gave it to you?
Adam gave everybody COVID, you nasty bitch, talking about some whole other shit. You did that shit, you vaccinated nasty motherfucker.
That nigga is the most, like, avid.
You know what's so funny? I love seeing you guys argue in our group chat. It's so, bro, but you literally, I think, like, you and him could have your own podcast and it'll be amazing.
Hey, I told Adam the other day, I said, you know, we do that shit to piss you off. He was like, I know, man. I'm just not going to respond no more. That's why I try to crack it off today by sending some shit in. I always send some shit because I know what's going to trigger him to make him mad.
But it's funny because I know, like, yeah, but I know, like, you're probably at home just laying down laughing. Like, giving us speeches on COVID.
Because T-Rail be like, you nasty motherfucker.
Hey, man, he be speeching, talking all of that shit. And he come in here, vaccinated, spreading the fucking virus.
Putting all of us all at risk. That shit.
Yeah, putting everybody at fucking risk. And you the main one talking about go get vaccinated. For what? So we can end up like you? You feel me? What the fuck?
Hey, and then I told a nigga, too. He was like, okay, hey, you a house phone? Do you mind if I like come? I said, yes, nigga, mine. Nigga, what you fuck you mean?
Yeah,
you still
about,
got
yeah.
the shit.
No, I mean,
and
I
you
got
talking about we the ones being selfish and spreading and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Damn,
and
he the one spreading the shit.
Shit fucking
y'all see, I got my mask on today because
that shit ain't gonna help. You like Sub Zero right now. Ghetto Sub Zero.
I'm flying up right now. I don't know. Duno be out doing some shit.
Nah,
you know what
nah,
I'm saying?
Bro. I've been ADD I'm safe.
Out doing some shit. I don't know.
I mean, look, the shit ain't hit me, so I don't think I'm ever gonna.
You know what's crazy? Man, it's like the people that be at home be getting that shit, like Tyrell be with the babies, baby mama, and he got the motherfucker.
That's why I be asking how Adam get it, because
motherfuckers that be the most calm.
Bruh, yeah, he never doing shit. Nigga lying like a motherfucker porno man.
Porno.
Weak ass bitches, you know what I'm saying? Bitches out here crawling on the floor, licking shit out the fucking bowl and shit. That's where
Duno.
You got that shit from.
But Duno did it with him.
That shit was wild.
Come on,
she barked
dog.
At us and shit. You seen that shit? When she barked?
Not even, bro.
Did you find that shit attractive?
Nah, dog.
And it turned you on, dog?
Nah, bro. Today we had a MILF and I found out more attractive. I was like, oh yeah, you're a MILF. You're like a hot neighbor. Like, if you were my neighbor, I would try to get at you.
How old was she, though?
She was like 35 with like two or three kids.
That's MILF, right? That's like a premature MILF.
Premature.
When I think of MILF, I think of like pushing 50.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
That's cougar.
But it's still a MILF.
Nah, I think MILF is between it's like 35 and like 45.
35 and up, 35 and up, I'll say that. But it's like...
I didn't know it was an age limit on the MILF.
I don't know. I mean, you can't be 22 and be a MILF.
Bro, no.
If you got kids, you do, right?
Nah, bro.
Two kids, bitch.
You're just a hot mom, then.
Yeah, you're just a hot mom. You're a
mom,
bad little bitch.
Right?
You're just a bad little bitch with some two kids. MILF is like the older, because when I think of MILF, I think of like American Pie. And like,
that's like saying, well, you guys consider your baby mama's MILFs?
Fuck no.
Yeah, my baby mama's a MILF. She fine, though. My baby mama fine.
Both of my baby mamas ain't no goddamn MILFs. They just my baby mamas.
They just my baby mama.
Your baby mama a MILF right now.
Hey, but then you know
you don't fuck with it though, right?
I don't fuck with none of them.
Oh,
sounds good.
Somebody
right. Scary ass.
Hey, if y'all wanna fuck with AD baby mama, she on the market,
if
man.
If you can smack, go ahead.
AD, what do you say? The game.
Somebody try to smack AD baby mama.
Hey, let me tell you something. The game don't stop for nobody, man. The game don't stop for no man.
You'll right, be when, mad as a bitch if a nigga if somebody trying to fuck my, your baby mama, nigga.
If it's a nigga I know, I'm gonna be mad. Okay. But if it's like a regular person, no, go ahead.
Hey, bro, be what about, your baby mama, fuck it, bro.
What about...
Nah, nigga ain't gonna tell me that.
Fuck, what about if a rapper nigga,
huh?
But what if a rapper dated your baby mama? Would you be mad?
Is it? But if it's, is the rapper from the
city? He from the city,
nigga. I'm fucking your baby mama, nigga.
Nigga ain't gonna do that. Because then I'm gonna think, then I'm gonna say, oh, this is personally to me. You feel me? No, so then we gonna take it to the streets.
Okay, I feel
you know
it.
What I'm saying.
I feel it, but
because look, look, look. If you have good intentions and you just like, if you like a nigga,
so it just all depends on how he say, I'm fucking your baby mama.
Nah, bro. This is saying nice. Look. This is the thing, bro. Right? Because this is realistically, right? Realistically, bro. If you a nigga, right? And you hollering at somebody, you doing some shit, like, I don't want you to be like, oh, yeah, that's AD baby mama. That's why I want to get out of
it. Okay, okay. Because
then it's like, nigga, you're trying to get a rise out of me. And I don't think that's the energy that you want. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Because
I'm going to give you that energy.
Ain't nobody finna be like, man, that's AD baby mama. Let's fuck.
Niggas be doing shit like that. Cause I did shit like that plenty of times. Hey, that's what's it called, baby mama. I'm going to knock her ass down. But it was rappers who I didn't fuck with. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, and it was people. If it's a nigga I don't fuck with and his baby mama throwing it at me, I'm going to use this just in case one day. If I don't even smack, I'm going to be like, that nigga bitch used to be on my dick. So you know what I'm saying?
So who baby mama you didn't fuck with before?
A couple of them.
Name us one that ain't known.
You know, I ain't with the exposing. But just know.
Give us a hint.
Can now you a baby mama fucker.
I'll give you a hint. They're black. It's the only hint you get.
Well, what's the city? Give us a city. Give us a city.
I don't know where they from.
Bro, you do know where they're from, bro.
This motherfucker.
Real men don't kiss and tell.
Oh, my God.
You just fuck baby moms and milfs.
Okay. Fuck, do you still have a number on your cell phone?
Who? Which one?
Fuck, old boy's baby mama that you fucked?
Yeah, I don't delete numbers, bro.
Oh, you don't?
Nah. I block people, but I don't delete numbers. They in there somewhere.
Okay, fire.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know, while I had COVID, I was watching a lot of little shit, man, noticing a lot of little shit. I just wanted to ask you, Duno.
You little dirty motherfucker.
Dirty?
Just because of the dog shit.
Okay.
I'm on the T-Rail shit. Hey, I'm on the T-Rail tip now. Pause.
Do you have a crush on Letty? Yes or no, motherfucker?
Nah, don't.
Yes, you do.
Nah,
hey, look at him. Look at him.
I don't know, bro. You know what's crazy?
I ain't gonna lie, Letty bad.
Oh no.
Pull your arm. Hannah, don't get mad at me.
The brown bag.
Nah, but man, shout out Letty. Nah, bro, you know people be painting.
Shout her out. Go ahead.
Yeah. But you know people. But you know people be like,
Do no.
I do not want to fuck Letty, no.
You a goddamn liar.
I don't, for real.
So say Letty ain't cute right now.
No, she's fucking very good looking.
So why wouldn't you like wanna fuck with her?
Because when I met her, it was like, we met off the bat. Like, I didn't meet her, and I was like, ooh, Letty's fine. I'll fuck the shit out of her. I didn't have no clue who Letty was.
Oh, wow, Letty.
But yeah, I had no clue.
When I met her, I was like, hey, she's bad.
but when I met her, she was cool as fuck, and it was just always like big sis type shit. Like, you feel me? Like, I have sis. Oh, my.
You friend zones yourself?
Yeah, no,
like,
I just.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Whoa, that makes me a weirdo.
You friend zoned yourself?
No, I just never try to fuck, bro. That's the homegirl.
It's not even about fuck. You could be pursuing. You just want a date. You want to go get something.
She's married.
You wouldn't.
Oh, just say she's married then.
She's married with two kids. Shout out my guy.
That's all you had to say.
Shout out JP. You for me? That's my guy. Yeah, she's married.
He should have said that from the get go.
Hell,
you're saying that like you guys knew the whole fucking story. So I'm thinking they know she's married.
He did the research. I don't.
What for you be baby mama fucking? We're not all like you, okay?
Well, I
I'm a nice guy.
You fucked some baby mama.
I done fucked a couple baby mamas.
Damn, I fucked it up.
How many baby mamas you fucked before?
I ain't fucked nobody baby mama, dog.
Yeah, goddamn lie.
Sorry, Letty, I'm going to take that back. Letty's married.
Yeah,
Letty.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We don't fuck with married women.
Nah, we ain't doing none of that. Sorry, Letty.
Hey, but that's your alleged. Bro, you should make merch of that face and just put allegedly.
Oh, shit.
We don't fuck with married women. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. One time I was fucking this bitch, bro. Her nigga was a firefighter, bro.
Oh.
Yeah.
So if your house ever burned down, he ain't coming.
Bro, but I don't think he know I knocked this bitch down, bro.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but do you ever feel bad like damn poor this fool?
I honestly, I done been in situations where girls and had me come, like, oh, come over. And it's clearly like,
A nigga stay there.
A nigga stay there, bro. You see the pictures and all that. And I'll go in the room. I'll do this. I'll be here.
She is scandalous.
I'll put that motherfucker over. I don't want to see this shit.
She is scandalous motherfucking you bitch.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. I at first I didn't used to care, but like one time I went to this bitch house, bro. Cause you know, like, they won't tell you that they have a nigga.
Because I mean, but regardless, you're not gonna give a fuck.
How do you even get to that point to where you just like, you know what, I'm gonna cheat on this bitch ass nigga in my house, in our bed.
It's like this, right? So a lot of these women, they fuck with men for the security. They don't really be attracted to them. So it could be a nigga with a bag and they taking care of them and they got everything they need, but that's not who really get them off. You get what I'm saying? So the nigga that they really want to fuck with, they wait for opportunities and shit like that. So it's been plenty of times, bro, where a woman, and you could tell these women right away. So everybody watching, if there's ever a woman that shows attraction to you and she just, when you text in and shit, she will go ghost at certain times. Sometimes you'll call her, her phone going straight to voice. She's like, you know what I'm saying?
Shit,
like,
you do.
Huh?
Shit, you playing around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You playing around, though. And you'll be like, you'll be thinking like, damn. And every time you see her, she acting like she's attracted to you doing that. So you sitting there like, why is she playing these games and all type of shit like that? You know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, she got a nigga. And she ain't, you know, the nigga probably might be tripping, might be crazy, whatever. And it just take that one time. She going to take that window. And she, nigga, she going to get cracking. She going to take the opportunity. So it's been plenty of times, bro, where I done went into a house and I'm looking at the pictures. I'm looking at the game systems and shit. That's one thing the right game. There. Nigga, you got a PS4, PS5 in the house. This ain't your shit, bitch.
Your big ass shoes and shit.
Yeah.
Size 10 fucking van somewhere.
If it's a size 12, bro, I ain't gonna lie. I didn't see some house shoes and just be like,
no.
You just rolling on nigga
house shoes. Yeah, bro. But nah, bro.
Hey, well, all right.
Go ahead.
For you put him to her crib, she has cold hats. He has cold hats. But he has some cold shoes. You taking the shoes or the hats?
Me, I'm taking the hat.
The hats?
Maybe not the hat, but if he got some pins on the hat, I may take a pin.
I ain't even gonna
That's a trophy bro. For slaying his woman. But that shit like that, bro, like, damn, you gotta be a grimy ass bitch to do that shit, bro. Cause it's one thing to invite somebody, it's one thing to cheat on your nigga. It's another thing to invite a nigga to your house.
Where he lives
and let another nigga smack in the bed that he sleeps in. Wow, bro. Hey,
you really hate me, cuz.
Hey, sure, I ain't even gonna lie to my girl.
You really hate me.
Some bitch from Shaq that had like 2 kids. She used to come visit her family down here and we used to like link up. Her man used to call her. He used to be like, oh, babe, where? She'd be like, okay, I'm driving back to Sacramento. But we were like somewhere by the LA River smacking in her whip.
Yeah, but she had a nigga though, right?
Yeah, but I was like, damn, you're grimy, fool. She like, I think they're about to get married.
Wow.
Should I pull up to the wedding and just like knock the church doors down and just like, I object?
No. Hey, they ain't none of your business.
Yeah, ain't none of business.
They ain't none of your business, but.
Oh my God.
But I felt bad for bro. I used to be like,
I ain't feel bad.
No, I didn't feel bad, but I used to be like, damn, this shit gonna come back to me one day. Somebody gonna be fucking my bitch.
Man, bitches is grimy.
But you gotta understand, bro, like, nigga. You can't stop somebody from doing that.
Oh, no, for sure. I mean,
the best thing to do is just stay on your shit. And, you know, as I would always say, stay the motherfucking prize and you ain't got to worry about nothing. Somebody do something weird to you, hey, nigga, you can go grab another one fast. And I already know, like, bro, you know, too, people like, and everybody does it subconsciously, bro. It could be somebody's girlfriend, right? Somebody famous girlfriend. You may see her at the club. You automatically will be like, oh, that's what's it called girlfriend, or that's what's it called ex-girlfriend. Depending on who this person is will bring their value up there. You know what I'm saying? So when they hit the market, niggas be like, the first thing they say is, man, that's what's it called, old bitch. I'm trying to bomb, 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 bomb. They already got that shit. So they have not necessarily something against you, but that's a talking point. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Niggas like talking points when it come down to these females. So I already know there's niggas, and even my first baby mama, on Jesus, nigga, it's my homies from the hood didn't call me and be like, oh, bro, my homie didn't call me and said, oh, nigga, they didn't try to get at your baby mama. Oh, but they found out. I'm like this. I'm like, bro, if you don't know me, my nigga, I don't give a fuck, my nigga. Do your shit. You feel me? But if you try to use that as like, ammo or leverage, then that means that you want some clout chasing shit and you wanted some different type of energy, and that energy is aimed towards me. So I'm going to give you that energy that you want. And it ain't going to be what you want. Get what I'm saying?
Do y'all think like bitches is more scandalous than niggas?
For sure.
Out here in 2021.
Bro, I feel like niggas have been so scandalous for so long that now the women are getting their get back and they getting back in a crazy way, bro.
Man, recently, man, I didn't see some shit where I seen a bitch like do the most and then like leave and be like, oh yeah, I'm taking the bottle because I'm going with my man right now. She had a bottle with her and shit, and I was like, this is your man's bottle? She was letting the sip off the bottle. She went back to go kick it with him, and I was like, oh, you're a grimy bitch.
But remember when, what's the car was over here? Avocado and them, right?
Yeah.
Remember she was like, she get on the phone with a nigga, and she like, I'm about to, no, you ain't drinking with us, though. You know what I'm saying? Because that was already the first, like, indication of, like, nah, like, if you got a nigga, and then, too, I would respect a woman that says, hey, I got a nigga. I ain't feeling a nigga like that. I want to fuck with you when I can fuck with you. It is what it is. And then nigga may be like, all right, I understand that shit. You feel me? But I've been watching a lot of ID channel, bro, a lot of Dateline, my nigga, lately, bro. And, bro, these niggas be snapping, bro. These niggas really be killing they women, bro. And it be like, it be, I'm not going to say that it's totally 100% wrong to murder somebody over that shit, bro. But these niggas be feeling like this woman is their all, bro.
For sure,
and somebody,
man,
comes and just disrupts their all, my nigga. They willing to put a bullet in them, bro, and bury them and all type of shit.
But look at the old girl. What was the old girl name that just went fuck with that basketball player, nigga? Brittany.
Brittany Renner. Oh,
but
man.
But see, shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And then I felt like niggas was like, oh, what see, happened? Bitch, you scandalous, right?
What,
you know
what
I'm saying?
Do?
He should have knew, right? Like, she got with the nigga or whatever, but she was just like hunting the nigga, right? But when I seen, like, I'm like, you know, regular bitches do whatever. She trying to get the nigga, he a basketball player. This is regular. But I seen one video clip when that bitch said, you know what I'm saying? We gon', if you want to just get a nigga and, you know what I'm saying, and use him and take him for whatever you got, get a basketball player. They stupid. And I was just like, nigga.
Oh, she was fucking around with an 18-year-old basketball player?
So look, shit had me this like, you punk-ass bitch.
This is how I look at the situation, right?
Okay, so she's 27.
It's bad on two accords, and I'm going to tell you the two accords it's bad on. So that's Brittany Renner. If you know who she is, she was going viral and shit like that, bro. Nigga ain't really heard about her in a long time, right?
Right.
She's dated a whole bunch of rappers, a whole bunch of basketball players.
She's a little baddie.
She's a baddie, but she wrote a book about basically how to trap niggas and
she wrote a book?
Yes, nigga. So it's two things, right? Cause the women look at it differently, but this is how I look at it, right? So he was playing basketball in Kentucky. You feel me?
Yeah.
Now let's get this right. Kentucky. He's probably been accustomed to fucking with white girls his whole time, my nigga. He's a college basketball star. He probably been fucking with white women, bro. Easygoing white women and shit like that, bro. Then this girl was 26, 27 coming to his games when he was 18. So she started like grooming him and preying on him. And to me, I said like, damn, he got caught in the trap because this probably was like his first like
body look nice.
Body bad.
Cheeks, you know, going.
Following,
twerking.
doing all of that shit, bro. She turned that nigga out, bro, and got pregnant by the nigga, bro. He's 22 years old with a baby on the way, bro. They just had the baby, bro.
They're still together.
No, he's basically outing her saying she used me. It is what it is. Because the niggas, I think was he number one about to be in the NBA draft or something? Something like that. He's about to get drafted, bro. Very high, bro. And basically, my nigga, like, she's about to hit this nigga for everything, bro.
He said she used me. It was never real.
It never was real for nigga.
She was scary, but
you know, women. Okay, and see, if you was to flip this around, if there was a 27-year-old man coming to a college game,
like Oregon, like that,
with an 18-year-old girl. Everybody will be saying that's predator vibes. That's fucking you know what I'm saying? Like that's what's the word I'm looking for? Not predator, what's a pedophile vibes and stuff like that. So why isn't nobody saying it that context? Everybody, all the girls is like, well,
they got him.
She got him. But if this was a man, everybody will be sitting there saying, oh, this creepy. He shouldn't be doing this. That's some R. Kelly type shit. You feel me? So it's a double standard when it comes down to the women. And the other thing that I was looking at, a lot of women was like, well, he was dumb because he should have already known. And I'm like, Y'all don't understand the power of fucking vagina, bro.
Bro, and then plus, you understand, he's living his best. Like, he's a Kentucky number one player. He probably knocking bitches left and right.
But they probably he's, white
yeah,
bitches.
Yeah, no, but he's,
he ain't dealing with no bitches from the hood. And you know what I'm saying? That
what is she? She's she black?
She's black.
She African American?
She African American, bro.
She look light skinned as
she
fuck.
She done dated nigga the top elite.
Her mama probably white.
Mm. Oh, she mixed though, bro.
But my nigga.
She black and Latina probably.
But why is a 27-year-old woman preying on an 18-year-old boy, though?
Man, that shit.
But my thing is, though, like, was she looking at rankings? Like,
my
yeah,
nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Scouted the nigga.
My nigga, she was scouted the nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Bro, my thing is that
she's paid like, that nigga bro, scored 18
all
points,
these rappers, she was fucking
game.
With all these rappers. Nobody wiped her, bro. All these basketball players, nobody wiped her, bro. She wrote a fucking book, bro. About how to trap rappers and NBA players and all that. She said niggas are, if you want to trap somebody, NBA players are stupid. So she went and got a potential NBA star, groomed this nigga, bro, got a baby by that nigga, bro.
I like how you say now groomed, he got deal with her. Like he she literally her. Was like, come here, come on, this is how we're going to do this.
Yeah, this
my nigga,
dress.
She had
yeah,
a plan.
Nah,
no,
but you know what's crazy?
Look at her.
Oh,
look at her.
No, bro, he's already in the Hornets. He plays with fucking LaMelo.
Yeah.
Yo, PJ, oh. Yeah. Oh.
But we talking about in the context of things, yeah. Bro, of her grooming this nigga, bro.
Yeah, bro, baller.
That's what I'm saying.
She is bad.
And look, good. Go up.
Ben Simmons.
Go all the way to the left. All the way to the left. Look at that one. Go down.
No, Ben Simmons, right?
That one. Nigga, look at that one, bro. No, go up. Josh, that one.
Ben,
yeah.
Yeah, Ben
click
Simmons.
On that one. Look at her, bro. Who gonna turn that down?
Yeah, I'm PJ Washington, I'll fuck your baby.
18-year-old, bro.
She a MILF? We consider her a MILF?
She ain't got no kids. Well, now she do. She's a MILF now.
Yeah, she's a MILF now. That shit sound crazy.
Bro, but that's like...
Then what if you marry a bitch and then you end up like Dr. Dre? What if give your mom, your baby mama your bread like that, nigga?
But see, I was looking at it too with Dr. Dre. Nigga, the amount of money Dr. Dre got...
I don't give a fuck.
Nah,
I know. But it's still, it's like
chump change.
I feel bad for the people that's really gonna make a dent in there. Like Dr. Dre's a billionaire, bro. He got to pay $300,000 a month, my nigga, bro. Somebody told me 10 years that's $30 million. $30 million to a billionaire in 10 years, my nigga, ain't the same as somebody who was just starting their life, bro. This nigga is 22 years old,
okay,
bro.
Listen, but you, right now, I ain't never been married. Y'all been married?
No,
you.
No,
you, nah.
Not
you, you,
no, you're not married.
Not yet.
What's the word called?
Engaged.
You're engaged. Okay, well, I couldn't think of the fucking word.
I'm but enraged.
Like, so what I don't get is like, what is that? Is that when like the whole prenup shit comes around, or what is it?
That nigga had a prenup.
So
you still got to take care of your wife.
Still got to, based off your lifestyle.
That's out.
And
you know
that's
how
like,
hard that
that's
nigga
like
work?
Law in the United States.
You know how many hours in the studio? You know how much grind?
So
she
has
that?
To do nothing but just receive a paycheck every month.
That's yes, it. Nigga. It's called spousal support.
Of you, nigga.
But
you.
Why? But why?
Because he makes the most money. He got her accustomed to a lifestyle. She went to the judge, and I think they said, like, they spent, how much was it that did it?
So that one dumb bitch that was here was not the only one that was, like, supporting that lifestyle?
Bro, she gets, like...
Fuck no.
She gets, like, $100,000 just for shopping or something like that. She proves that shit, bro.
20 racks for her phone bill.
Yeah, like, crazy.
It was crazy,
bro, but if you look at Jeff Bezos, right? You know how much he had to give his wife? Look that up, Josh. How much did Jeff Bezos had to do pay for his divorce? This is going to really fuck with you.
It was, like, $50
billion. This really going to fuck with you, Duno.
No, it was like some billions. Some billions.
Man, I don't want to get married.
But
no
look
this
how
shit
you
traumatizing.
Working. You working all your life to be Duno, and then this punk ass bitch you fuck with, you stop fucking with her one day, and she take half your shit.
Because
like,
you are the one who's making the most bread.
And so
let's say you got $10 million, right? They'll base that shit off of the lifestyle that you provided for her. So they may say, hey, Duno, you got $10 million, you're gonna have to pay like $50,000 a month in spousal support.
But at the end of the day, it's like, that shit
how much
is so
it?
Crazy.
So look, how much was it?
$38 billion.
He had to give his wife $38 billion settlement, bro.
This bitch is just, she's living off this. Oh my God, bro. Girls,
$38
billion. Oh my God.
She's separate out. She never has to work again ever just because she fucked the right man.
Yep.
Well, yeah. Why do you think these women want to trap you, nigga?
Nah, but they didn't trap him.
No, like, I'm just saying, there's women that want to trap people, bro, so they don't have to be, they can just do what they want to do, bro.
Well, let's trap this bitch, because
And then
we should gang up on that
and then,
bitch.
And then too, have you seen where's the shit about Kelly Clarkson? See, but it goes back and forth. Kelly Clarkson gotta pay her husband spousal support.
And child support.
And child support.
Shut up, bro.
The original
bum ass bitch.
The original of that was fucking Kevin Federline, the GOAT.
Damn. Wait,
what did he do?
He was married to Britney Spears, and then he had got full custody of their kids, and she had to pay him child support and
Man, free
support.
Britney. I feel bad for her, bro.
I don't know why.
Man, bro, what?
Why you feel bad for her? There's a lot of black people that go through the same similar thing, bro.
I feel less
a lot of Mexican women that go through the same thing, bro. She knew what she was doing. She was off that shit.
How much you pay him?
So Kelly Clarkson has to pay Brandon Blackstock nearly $200,000 a month in spousal support.
Oh. Bye.
And child support.
If you a bitch and you ain't taking care of your kids, if a nigga got the kids, you got to pay him child support. I just don't respect
But no,
you
no.
As a
but
woman,
see, it's
cause.
Not that, though. You got to understand.
How?
She is the one that got the most money in the situation.
But he got the kids.
He got why? Because he probably doesn't have to work. He don't have the same schedule as her. So it's justified.
Nah, you got to have your kids, dog.
Yeah, she is. Kelly got her own talk show. She still does.
That's cool. You can
shit.
Have nannies, though. That's a mother. A mother has to have her kids.
But Britney Spears the same way. She if your schedule does not allow you to be an at home mom or be hands on with the kids, bro, they will give it to somebody who will, bro, which is the dad.
So
if the dad doesn't have no job like that, and he's saying that I'll stay home with the kids and I'll take care of them, they're going to give him custody, and
so that's not a bum. So you really going to just give up custody of your kids?
I don't know. Like, I kind of like,
bro,
all right.
You Britney Spears or Kelly Clarkson, bro, there's no possible way for you to have your kids and sustain the
I ain't even gonna like that because I'm gonna give you a great example. Kylie Jenner, bro. I mean, I'm not sure what she does hour to hour, minute to minute, but from what I've seen, she be with her kid all the time. She makes time, but I get what you're saying. Britney Spears at the moment was probably living like,
but you gotta understand.
Touring.
No matter how much money Kylie Jenner has, right? She doesn't have to do what Travis Scott does. Travis Scott has to tour. He has endorsements. He has to be gone all the fucking time, bro. You got to understand that. Kylie may have to be gone all the time, too, but not as much as this artist that has to go
Kelly
tour the
Clarkson
world.
Kelly Clarkson is not doing shit.
Let's look up Kelly Clarkson's... you crazy. Let's look up Kelly Clarkson's fucking network right
what
now.
What the fuck is Kelly Clarkson doing when she can't have her kid?
Let's see. Let's find out.
I work all day, nigga.
Let's
My
see.
Girl works all day, dog.
Let's see.
You feel me? She can have her kid, dog.
Let's look up Kelly Clarkson's network first. She has all type of shit, bro. Let's see.
She didn't want her kids. She is a bum.
I don't know, bro. I think it's a little misinformation, T-Rail. Let's look up Kelly Clarkson's.
She's doing music, right?
How the fuck we gonna look up her job? She like what she doing
on
the daily?
Let's look up her fucking what's it called? Her network. She worth $45 million. Okay,
that ain't a fucking enough.
Don't she have a talk show too?
That's not enough. She got to give him $200,000.
Kelly Clarkson show. What else she got?
So she worked 9 to 5 doing that every fucking day. That's at that point, that's 9 to 5. You could go home.
Her nigga probably met her with 100 bands, bro. She still got more bread than him.
You take care of the kids, you fucking bitch. I'll pay you.
I ain't gonna lie. You can sit there and kick back and take care of the kids, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, though. If you give me $200,000 a month, I'm taking care of the motherfucking kids.
I'm like, you wanna give me some more?
Yeah.
Disneyland right now? Come on.
Yeah,
let's go
see your mama for the weekend.
Dad, I wanna go to Disneyland. Sure.
Yeah,
come on.
It's on your mama's card.
It's on your mama's card.
Damn.
Hey, I ain't even gonna lie, bro. I was turned off by shit, bro, by Mila Kunis. I'm like, celebrity crush. And that broke my heart.
Why?
Who broke your heart?
Shit, Mila Kunis, bro.
Mila Kunis?
Yeah, and that's
from that 70s show.
Oh, fuck. She broke your heart. Why? What happened?
That she said she don't shower and shit unless she's dirty.
Oh my fucking God. I
she said she washes her slit and her pits and, you know, says she washes all the essential shit.
That's crazy.
You don't give a fuck. If she was here dirty and all right now, you'll fucking eat her ass.
I'll marry her.
See? Who gives a fuck?
She says she washed the slits and pits.
But yeah, that's the most important part.
But your boy said, I don't even wash up. And she also said, I might not even wash my baby. You know what I'm saying? I barely wash my kids. If I seen dirt, then I'm going to wash them off. If not, shame on you. That shit sound crazy.
That's white people shit, bro.
That is fucking crazy. I don't know if every white person doing no shit.
No, but I seen some shit today. This white lady said, we all shit in the shower. And all the black people was like, no, we don't. No, we don't.
Okay, guys. So hopefully you enjoyed that. If you did and you want to keep listening, head on over to our Patreon and support us. Give us that $10 a month and you can listen to the whole thing on this very app or through the Patreon app. Or you can head on over to youtube.com/nojumper and listen to the whole thing for free with ads or without ads if you sign up for YouTube Plus. And yeah, appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you once again for all the support.